There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Pickems for Wednesday, July 3rd edition. Got a 14-game slate on tap. Hope everybody had a great Tuesday. It was a not-so-great Tuesday if you trusted the weathermen out there. The weathermen, you know, it was risky, but it wasn't as bad as it came out to be. You know, you had Joe Musgrove. You got a couple great innings out of him. Then the rain came. If you had the White Sox, any type of the bats in the White Sox-Tiger game, or any of the Boyd or Lopez, nope. So that was a major buzzkill. The Rockies-Astros Chalk City went off, and FYI, Chalk City again tonight. But it's fun. We got a lot to do. We have a 14-game slate. We have 12 totals at the moment. Nine of them are nine or higher. So just like yesterday, tons and tons of offense to choose from. We do have some good pitching, so we'll break it all down for you. Weather-wise right now, Chicago, Pittsburgh, there's rain in Pittsburgh, but it dies off after about an hour after game time, so knock on wood, we'll be fine there. LA, Texas, wind blowing in, but it's going to be warm, it shouldn't matter. And Cleveland at Kansas City, wind blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour, and you can definitely take advantage of that one. So your totals on the slate, Cubs, Pirates, waiting on that one, because Chris Archer's returning from the IL tonight. Red Sox, Blue Jays, 9. Orioles, Rays, waiting on that one because of the potential opener. Who knows with the Rays. Brew Crew, Reds, 10.5. Yankees, Mets, 9.5. Phillies, Braves, 10.5. Angels, Rangers, 11. Astros, Rockies, 13.5. Indians, Royals, 9. Twins, A's, 9.5. Giants, Padres, 8.5. D-backs, Dodgers, 8. Cardinals, Mariners, 9.5. So much offense as we've been getting used to over the world of Major League Baseball this season. Hopefully the weather plays along with us just fine. If you have any questions, the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat is live and open at all times, talking all sports. We had guys actually discussing this weekend's NASCAR, rewatching the race and discussing that last night. We had WNBA in the morning yesterday. We have all kinds of stuff going on over there. The PGA will be quite active today and tonight as we kick off the 3M Open tomorrow. So listen to the always pressing PGA DFS podcast previewing this week's 3M Open, and then check out the Slack chat for all that info. Also, get a rating and review on iTunes for the podcast. I'd really appreciate it. Would help me a ton. All right, your top price pitcher. You got three guys over 10K. You got six guys over 9K. You got Chris Sale at 11.8 at the Toronto Blue Jays. David Price was really, really good last night. Had a hiccup towards the end to kind of take a little bit of steam out of it, but still a great start and a low owned start, which was beautiful to see. I doubt Chris Sale is this low-owned, but we never know. He's had two starts against the Blue Jays. Nine innings pitched, eight earned, 11 Ks over those two starts. Not good, Bob. Last two starts, 18 and 15 points. Not going to cut it. The 15-pointer was five innings, seven hits, three earned, eight Ks against Toronto. It's not a horrible start, but not a great start. And his last few road starts, he's dealt at Baltimore, at Kansas City, even good against the Yankees. So Sale's a very, very good GPP option. He's 11-8, so he's quite pricey, as you'd imagine. 24.5% K rate for the Blue Jays versus left-handed pitching, and Sale is a minus 245 road favorite on this slate. So Sale very, very much in play. Steep price tag, buyer beware. I think a lot of people will drop down $900 and go Walker Buehler at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Buehler's faced Arizona twice this year. averaging 17 points per game in those starts. He's been outstanding at home this year, averaging 24 points at home. His last few home starts, complete game two, earned 16 Ks against the Road Rockies for 53 points, 26 points against the Cubs, struggled against the Mets, 27 against Washington. Those are his last few home starts, but overall he's been great. Don't count the at Colorado start. You just saw that, that happens. But you got an Arizona team that strikes out 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching, to go with Buehler's 27% K rate and 41% ground ball rate. Arizona has a 2.17 total. That is the lowest on the slate. Lefties hitting 285, righties 269. So Buehler at 10.9 if you're paying up, in a really, really good spot for you this evening. The last guy I'll mention, and I think it's again, I mentioned him mainly because his upside's huge. He's been tilting as all hell, and he's going to probably go very low on because of his last start of an inning and two-thirds, five hits, seven earned, three walks, two Ks, and minus 11 points at the Baltimore Orioles, and that is Mike Clevinger. He's 9,700 bucks. He's been very bad in his last two starts. He had one start, went back on the IL, one start, now we're here. So it's his first time he's had back-to-back starts in quite some time. But do we even count that last start? Like, if a tree falls in the wood, does it make a noise? In the woods, does it make a noise? I don't know. We don't know. It's kind of those type of things. But Clevinger is facing the Kansas City team that strikes out 21% of the time. And Clevinger's a minus 150 road favorite in this matchup. He's been rough of late. There's no sugarcoating that at all. But it's a Kansas City team with a 4.1 team total. Lefties 319, righties 242 off Clevinger. Serious upside in this matchup at 9,700 bucks, but extremely risky. If you want to go there, that's totally up to you. But unlike yesterday, we had a ton of high-priced options. Those are the three I'm looking at. I got Buehler 1, Sale 2, Clevinger 3. I think Clevinger's really intriguing if you can take the risk. I think he's very, very intriguing in his matchup because the ceiling is huge against the Royals. But what's he bringing to the table? We shall see. But I don't think it's an injury thing because they wouldn't be throwing him back out there. So it's a mechanical thing. Hopefully he worked on it throughout the week, and he'll get rocking and rolling as he's shaking some dust off probably from missing all this time on the IL. So Clevinger at 97 in play. Now we drop to the next tier of pitching. Sonny Gray at 92 is very intriguing at home against the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brew Crew hit some bombs last night. It was beautiful. But the you got Sonny Gray has faced the Brew Crew twice this year. 15 Ks and 10 and a third innings pitched, averaging 19 points per appearance against the Brew Crew. His last couple home starts, so he's been great at home compared to the road. 23-3 at home against Chicago, 21-7 at home against Texas, 11-7 against Washington, 25-3 against Pitt, 17 against Chicago. So been pretty good overall of late at home. 9,200 bucks against Milwaukee, a team that strikes out 24% of the time versus Ryan in pitching. And Gray's got almost a 27% K rate this year. He's really utilizing his pitch mix much, much better in Cincinnati right now. And a 55% ground ball rate. So a couple things to really like there in that matchup. You got a Brewers team with a team total of almost five. That's what you'd expect on the slate. Lefties 282, righties 296. So it's extremely risky. It's GPP only. But Sonny Gray at 92 has a little bit of appeal to it in this matchup. Couple others here. John Means, 8,400 bucks at the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay is very, very good. I respect the hell out of Tampa Bay. But I'm respecting what John Means is doing. He's been much better at home than on the road. So we'll clarify that now. But his road ERA is still 3.73. It just hasn't had the huge upside. He's faced Tampa once this year, got 16 points against them. His last road start was at Texas, got you 18 points. In his last few starts, 23-7, 17-9, 23-1, a 5-9, and a 24-1. Overall, he's been really, really good. He's made the All-Star team. That's going to be a big boost to Johnny Means. And it's a Tampa Bay team that strikes out 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So it's a weird play. It's weird, A, seeing John Means this price. But B, you know, targeting him in Tampa against Tampa Bay is always kind of weird as well. But lefty's hitting 276, righty's 317 off Means, not bad at all. And the Rays only have a 310 wOBA and a 154 ISO, first left-handed pitching. So John Means, I think, will go super low owned, 8,400 bucks with some upside. Don't hate it at all. Last but not least up here, Mike Leake. Mike Leake, where did you go, Mike Leake? He's right there, 7,500 bucks at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals offense, that's just blah. It's the best way I can say blah. Leake's averaging almost 16 points per game at home this season. He's a very, very rocky pitcher. We know that he gets a lot of home runs, but in Seattle, that helps a little bit. And St. Louis strikes out almost 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching. League's got a 47% ground ball rate, which is very, very nice. St. Louis, a 4.85 team total. Lefty's 353, righty's 343 versus league. But when you look at the Cardinals, I mentioned that blah offense. They have a 300 wOBA and a 138 ISO. Bad. Bad at baseball. So keep Mike Leake in mind at 75. Again, the pitching is not sexy tonight, folks. Not sexy. So in this mid-tier range, you got Leake 1, Means 2, Sonny Gray 3. All right, let's drop on down to the bottoms of the sevens and below. Danny Duffy, $7,100 against the Cleveland Indians. Very risky play. I like what the Cleveland bats are heating up these days. Wind blowing out to Kansas City. But Danny Duffy's been good. Good enough. 20 points at Toronto, 15 against Minnesota, struggle at Seattle, 22 against Detroit. So three of his last four starts, he's looked much, much better as he's ramping back up after that IL stint. When you look at Duffy, it's a Cleveland team that strikes out 21% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Duffy, 37% K rate, still gives up about 36% hard contact, which is less than ideal. And you got a Cleveland team with a 4.9 team total, lefties 344, righties 355, so it's risky. But there is some appeal there. If he can strike out, you know, five, six guys, give up a couple of runs, it's $7,100. Does have some upside when you're looking at a slate where the pitching's kind of mediocre at best. If you want to get really weird tonight, Ariel Jurado at $6,100 has my attention. He's averaging 11.5 against the Angels this season, but coming off a great start at Detroit, 23 points. Struggled against Chicago. Struggled at Cincy. With them, prior to that, was on a heck of a run. At Boston, 18-7. Baltimore 17-5, Kansas City 27, 11.5 against the Angels. Hit a little bit of a run there. Big, big ground ball guy, not a huge strikeout guy. $6,100. It's going to be a hitter-friendly environment, so it's very, very risky. But the appeal is there with Jurado. The Angels don't strike out a ton. Like an 18% K rate. Jurado a 17% K rate. But again, a 48% ground ball rate from Jurado is very nice. The Angels do have a 5.7 team total. Lefty's 343, righty's 320. But at $6,100, Jurado's at least on the list of options tonight. Then last but not least, if you want to go full punt, I got no problem using the Giants' bats tonight as I've been using them lately, and it's been working. But Cal Quantrill at 5K is on the list. This guy, he's got so much potential, he just hasn't put it all together. Like a 2.3 and 11.3. But those are in spot starts. His most recent starts outside of Colorado against Philadelphia, 5 innings, 18.3. At Toronto, 6 innings, 27.1. Against Pittsburgh, minus 0.8. The Mets, he got 10. At Atlanta, got 11. So the upside is definitely there at $5,000 for Cal Quantrill against a Giants team you know you can pick on in a given matchup. They strike out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Quantrill, 20% K rate, 50.5% ground ball rate. And a $5,000 pitcher is facing the team with the fourth lowest team total on the slate at 3.95. Lefties are hitting 381, righties 219, Giants have a 299 wOBA and a 165 ISO versus right-handed pitching. So Cal Quantrill, very much in play, and that helps you match things up with Walker Buehler and Chris Sale, which should be quite popular tonight. But with all the different bats, you can differentiate if you don't feel comfortable with any other pitching, as that's where I would look at this point in time. So recapping your pitching down below, Duffy, Quantrill, Jurado. All your pitching updates, Sale, or you got Buehler, Sale, Clevinger up top. You got Leake, Means, Gray in the middle. You got Duffy, Jurado, or Duffy, Quantrill, Jurado down below. So yeah, not sexy at all. This is not a Justin Timberlake song. We are not bringing sexy back on this slate. All right, all right, all right. Let's get to the bats on this 14 games. Kick it off at the catcher's position. Gary Sanchez versus Jason Vargas. Intriguing. We got James McCann versus the lefty Nick Alexander of the Detroit Tigers. So McCann at 46 for paying up in a really, really good spot there. Omar Narvaez went deep last night. He's 42 if you're paying up. But if you want to go below 4K, guys like Brian McCann, who already has one career home run off Pivetta, and Pivetta's just been a mess this season, he's worth a look. Steven Vogt versus Quantrill's in play, but I'd rather go McCann at that price point if you're looking at all things equal. A few other options for you. When you're looking around on this interesting slate, if Vic Caratini gets to start against Chris Archer at 36, that's a value play for you there. Other than that, there wasn't a ton. You know, like Johnny Lucroy at 34 is always worth a decent look when you're kind of punting. Yadi Molina at 33 has got some appeal at that price. But the guy I look to at 3,200 is Jason Castro. And I was taking these notes before last night's game. And then he proceeds to go 3-for-4 with a double and two home runs. Don't expect that kind of performance. But against Tanner Anderson, there's some serious upside there for the Twins. Really good spot yet again for Minnesota. They have a team total of 4.9. Lefties 488, righties 184 so far in the season versus Tanner Anderson. So Jason Castro at $3,200, a very, very good look at that price point. Other than that, it's like Francisco Mejia versus Sean Anderson, a big pitch to contact guy at $3,100. Don't hate that. You could go Martin Maldonado. You can go Danny Jansen even against Chris Sale because he'll be extremely cheap. So you can do some of our punts, or you can go to like the Castros, the Mejias, the McCanns of the world if you don't want to go too expensive at catcher. First base, Josh Bell is always in play. If it's GPP, probably more GPP tonight than cash versus Darvish, but he's in play. So is Freddie Freeman at 52. So both really good plays if you're paying up. I haven't been landing there too often of late, Bell more than Freeman, because I've been spending my money elsewhere. But if you're stacking up, don't forget those guys in your stacks. They're that good and that important. Eric Thames at 48 is a guy I go back to. He went deep yesterday, 15-7, 14-24, 9-12 of late. He's really, really heating up. For crying out loud, Eric Thames has a 273 batting average. You could win a trivia contest and by saying over-under 250. Most people take the under in that one. So Eric Thames at 48 versus Sonny Gray. I respect what Sonny Gray's doing. He's a punt pitching option on the slate. But, you know, in the past, in that ballpark, you can definitely take advantage of Sonny Gray. This year, lefty's hitting 282, righty's 296 off Gray. But Eric Thames makes for a good GPP play. So do the Brew Crew as a team at 4,800. Go down to guys like Max Muncy, but Eric Hosmer at 46, good cash game play. Put up a goose egg last night, but averaging almost 10 points over his last 10 against Sean Anderson tonight. It's a good way to get off the schneid for some of these Padres bats at 4.55 team total. Lefties are hitting 399, righties 319 off of Sean Anderson. So Hosmer at 46, nice GPP play. I mean, cash play, but your top cash play. This is just stupid because, yet again, for the second straight day, DraftKings priced things the way they did. Yuli Gurriel double dong last night, went 3-for-5 for 37 DraftKings points in Coors. He even had 11-14 his previous two games. He's $4,500 against Lambert in Coors. This is just like, okay, just play him. It's even if it doesn't work out. The Houston Astros have a team total right next to 7 right now as I record at 5:25 a.m. Pacific time. I have a good feeling that goes over 7. Lefties are in 389, righties 326 off Peter Lambert. Yeah, Yuli Gurriel at 45 is a phenomenal play. It's a very mispriced play. Great play. A really good play as well, though, is Jose Abreu. He's a lefty masher, like destroys left-handed pitching this year against Nate Alexander of the Detroit Tigers. Then that Tigers bullpen at 44. Big fan of Abreu. I was a big fan of him yesterday versus Boyd, to be more contrarian. Still a really good play here because most people will pay $100 more to Yuli Gurriel. So you might get some low-owned Jose Abreu if you want to differentiate. That's a great pivot, especially in tournaments with Jose Abreu from Yuli Gurriel. Couple others, you can always go Hunter Dozier. He has very good power versus right-handed pitching this season at 44. If you think Clevenger's broken, Hunter Dozier's a good way to do that. Matt Olson went deep again last night. I respect Kyle Gibson, but Olson could be a good GPP play as well. So some good options here, but it's Gurriel, it's Ray. Those are my top two in this mid-4K range. That's who you should be targeting. If you're going down below, Joey Votto versus Chacín, you really want lefties versus Chacín. That's just known. Cincinnati has a team total above 5.5. Lefties 394, righties 323 versus Chacín. So Joey Votto at 42, good price point in that one. Going below 4K, though, then it just becomes kind of preference. You can go CJ Cron versus Tanner Anderson at 39. We mentioned how righties have been struggling versus Anderson. Super small sample. CJ Cron's been playing really, really well. So if you want to be contrarian at 39, you can go there. I think I'd probably try to get my savings elsewhere, some of those names we mentioned above. And then Goldschmidt's only 3,500 at Seattle against home run prone Mike Leake. So keep that in mind if you want a super punt there. Goldie at 3,500. That's a little wild. I know he's having a very, very bad month of June and it hasn't really carried over yet into July yet. So I know he's struggling, but that's tough. That's real tough. Second base, DJ LeMahieu, $5,200 versus Jason Vargas. The Penguin has been very good on the mound this year. But the other shoe is gonna drop sooner or later. Lefties hitting 285, righties 332 versus Vargas. So DJ LeMahieu in cash at 52 is worth the look. GPP, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. at 47, once again versus Chris Sale. Keep going that route. Moustakas at 47 with deep last night in play versus Sonny Gray yet again. You could go to Muncy if you want. Jose Altuve, remember I told you yesterday 4,200 is play the man? Well, he went 4-for-5, 2 runs, double, ribby, stolen base, 25 points. The dude is playing well. He took him a little while off the IL to get going. He's got it going. He's 4,600 versus Lambert. Still too cheap in this matchup. Very good play tonight. It's going to be pretty easy to say play Houston, play Colorado, but really play Houston as much as you can. That's the chalky way to go. That's what everyone's going to do. So hopefully this podcast will give you some pivots if you want to be different. Ozzie Albies versus Pivetta at 44 is a very good way to differentiate your lineups. In that one, Ketel Marte in a GPP at 43 is intriguing. I can see the appeal there in GPP. There might be other spots I like more, like Keston Hera at 4K versus Gray, Rougned Odor in a GPP at 4K versus Griffin Canning, or go back to Scooter Gennett at 39 versus Chacin. I know it's another zero. I know you guys are probably getting frustrated, but in a GPP, eventually he's going to blow up, and then he's going to go on a streak. So you want to enjoy it while you can. If you don't want to, if you want to wait for the streak to start, I totally get it. If you want to play like a 1% Scooter Gennett when he triple doms on a night, I get that too. So it's up to you. Like, just beware. It's been cold. He's only played 4 games. It's coming off the IL. It's coming. A few other ones down here at second base. Ryan McMahon's uber cheap at 37. I doubt he plays against the lefty Miley, but if he is, 37 in Coors is stupid cheap. Keep that in mind. Jason Kipnis is lefty-lefty, but Adam Frazier, $3,600. This guy was on fire to start the year, slumped tremendously, back-to-back 33-point games. He's only 3,600 versus Yu Darvish. I'm not saying he's going for another 33-point game, but if you want somebody super cheap, you can definitely look there. You can look at Brock Holt at 35 as another cheap option for you, and then Luis Arias at 35 as well. So some definite cheapies at the second base position. Third base, you got Bregman and Coors. At least they raised his price to 54. Still a great play, but he's there at 54. And then Arenado at home versus Miley at 53. Very, very good as well. So both solid plays if you're paying up. You got Machado coming back from his one-game suspension at 51. He's worth a look for you in his matchup. So a switch hit, Yoan Moncada at 49. If you got to kind of differentiate from those guys up top, you pretty much just go to Coors. That's where you're going, and I prefer Bregman because Lambert is bad. But as we say every podcast, and DraftKings doesn't listen because they lowered his price from 49 yesterday to 47 after double-donging and going 4-for-5 with 42 DraftKings points. He only had 5 and then 14, 17, and 24 in the previous games. Rafael mother-effing-devers, folks. The dude just keeps crushing it, and he's got a great matchup tonight against Sean Reed Foley and the rest of that Toronto gas can. Devers at 47. If you want to save some cash at third base and get him low-owned yet again, there you go. Just walk away with that. Just grab the bag, look both ways like no one saw you, and take the best prize on the board. That's what you do. Night in and night freaking out. We said it enough. I'm just going to, from now on, hit a record button and then play that every podcast for you. Play Rafael Devers. Mike Moustakas is 4,700. Eugenio Suarez is a great play as well. He's really been heating up. We played him a lot lately. 16 points yesterday, 35 and 21 in his last few. Heating up. I know we targeted lefties versus Chacin. I don't care. This is a great matchup for Suarez, who's been taking righties deep of late too at Great American Small Park. So if you do want to differentiate out the big boys and somehow Devers is popular, Suarez is there. Or if you're stacking Cincinnati, you definitely put Suarez in there because they're going to stack lefties versus Chacin. So that'll differentiate your stack quite a bit. So yes, I know I always say play Devers. I know it's not possible to play him everywhere, but if you have multiple lineups, you better have some goddamn Devers in there if you're a quick hit solutioner. That's the point. All right, after Suarez, you got guys like Miguel Sano in deep yesterday. Probably not going back to that well, but interesting. But again, Hunter Dozier at 44 does have some GPP appeal. His power versus righties is very, very underrated. Other than that, though, you're going to have to get cheap. Jose Ramirez switch hitting versus Duffy, very good. Colin Moran at 38 versus Darvish in the GPP. You know I have some love for Colin as well when you get cheap. Kyle Seager at 36 is in play. And then Marvin Gonzalez at only $3,400. Third base outfield eligible. Very, very much worth the value play there. He's hit cleanup yesterday. So didn't do a ton, but he's coming back from the IL. Just let him get loose. Remember what he was doing for us beforehand when he was cheap. It's coming again. He will get going. That offense is too damn good. If they keep putting him in the middle of that order at those price points, he will pay off in diamonds as we go on. Shortstop, Fernando Tatis Jr. at 56. Okay, but just go 200 cheaper and get Bregman. That simple. $5,400. Alex Bregman. You got Machado there. You got Dansby Swanson is an interesting GPP play against Nick Pivetta. Adalberto Mondesi is back. Went deep yesterday at 48 versus Clevenger. Good GPP play as well. So Vonesi and Swanson are interesting pivots if you don't want to go up top. Not must plays, but very, very interesting pivots. You got Lindor at 46 and hits lefties extremely well. And then Gleyber Torres is a good GPP player versus Jason Vargas as well. So a couple things to look at there. Or you just go to Trevor Story in Coors versus a lefty at $4,500. Thank you, DraftKings. Jorge Polanco at 43, always a staple of the podcast. Love him quite a bit. Had only a 1-for-4 night last night. Got to get him going again. But Tanner Anderson can be just the recipe we need in that matchup. A few others you could look at, like a Marcus Semien if you're looking to go cheap. A Paul DeJong at 38 is a very cheap option. But Didi Gregorius hits lefties extremely well. He's $3,700 versus Jason Vargas. Don't shy away from that one. And then Willy Adames at 35, another cheapie I like quite a bit if you need to go there. Outfield, George Springer at 59 is great. Blackman at 58 is great. But then Christian Yelich's only 57. Went deep again yesterday. Yes, you can play Christian Yelich, Captain. Obvious. Trout's a good look. Gallo, Belly, all these 5K guys, like, obviously they're priced up for a reason. But you'll get a low-owned Ronald Acuna Jr. That's really appealing at 53. Shohei Ohtani at 53 versus Girardot is very appealing as well. And then, obviously, David Dahl. But Nixon Zell all the way up to 51, I think, will get overlooked here, too. So you can get some pivots in this range outside the captain obviouses. And those would be Acuna, Ohtani, and Senzel. But they're all great plays. They're all parts of stacks. If you're one-offing it, Christian Yelich's my play. That's where I'm at there. Going below 5K, though, you got guys like Michael Brantley and Coors. Shocker. Great play. Hunter Renfroe's interesting at 47. Probably not going there, but interesting. Bryce Harper at 46. Very good play versus Bryce Wilson. The battle of the Bryces. I think Harper is going to win tonight. Jason Hayward at only 46 versus Archer. Not bad. Josh Reddick at 46 and Coors. Very good price point for you there. Starling Marte at 45. Interesting. But Max Kepler at 45 against Tanner Anderson. Very, very nice. And then somehow Boston, Mookie Betts and JD Martinez are $4,400. Not sure what happened there. Mookie coming off a 21-pointer, a 5 and an 11 prior to that. So I like him quite a bit at 4,400. And then you got Just Dongs Martinez. Just Dongs at 44. You know, he's averaging 10 points over his last 10 at a 3 yesterday, but a 24, 17, 23. Yes, those might have been London-based. That happens. But JD Martinez and Mookie Betts at 4,400 each in that matchup in Toronto. Value City, folks. These are pivots you make if you don't want to play Coors. Like, what I like to do is make about 3 lineups and make 4 last night. Get yourself a Coors stack. Don't hate it at all if you're going to multi-stack. But then you look at some pivots like we've been talking about. There are pivots on these big slates with all these big totals. We can make magic happen. Nomar Mazara at 44 versus Canning's not bad. Brian Reynolds at 43 against Darvish, very good GPP play. Jock Jams at 43, good GPP play versus Kelly. Fernando Reyes went deep yesterday. He is definitely a GPP play tonight. That's a really good GPP play, actually, because here's a good chance. Sean Anderson, you pitch to that much contact, you're going to give up something. So keep him in mind. Malik Smith at 43, very intriguing play there. Jesse Winker, the day off yesterday, I hope he's back. He was leading off the day before and went deep. He's in a great spot versus Jalice Chacin tonight at 4,100. I'd have a lot of the Jesse Winker if he's leading off in that lineup. He's very tilting, but he's heating up a ton of late, looking more like the Winker we wanted him to look like. Great matchup versus Chacin tonight. So I like Winker a lot at 41 if he cracks that lineup. Alex Verdugo at 41 is very nice. And so is Tommy Pham at 4K. Pham's been heating up again as well. Really good matchup there versus Means. Eloy Jimenez at 4K versus Nate Alexander is a smash spot as well. Big-time power we know from Eloy. You got Alexander to the left. You can just soft toss it into him. Good spot there for Eloy. A few others. Kyle Schwarber's only 4K. That's great. C-Dix, 4K versus Darvish. I love me some Schwarber at that price point against Chris Archer. That is very, very nice. Jacoby Jones at 3,900 versus Detweiler has my attention. Jones has shown some sneaky power off and on coming from the right side of the plate there. Averaging 8 points over his last 10 at 13 2 games ago. If you need a value at 39, Jacoby Jones could be your guy. Aaron Hicks as well hits lefties extremely well at 3,900. He's in play for you. I've been rolling the Kevin Pillar train. He's crushed it again for a third straight night. I believe it was 4 more hits last night. He's averaging 10.4 over his last 4. His last 3, 22, 18, 35. Swinging it very well. He's in play. Alex Dickerson will get to start with the righty on the mound tonight. You can give him a look as well at 39. But Pillar is playing really, really good baseball right now. Heating up again. If you need other punts, though, Jorge Soler at 37 has got some value to it. David Peralta at 37 versus Bueller. Crush Davis is back. Kiki Hernandez, just check your lineups. Like, oh, but JBJ at 35 I like a lot. He's really been heating up. I played him again yesterday, 12 more points. He's averaging almost 11 over his last 10. So JBJ at 35 is one of the really good values on the slate. Luis Arias at 35, Marvin Gonzalez at 34. Those are some of my values I like a little more than others. But check lineups when they come out. You'll probably find a few that step up for you. Recapping your pitching up top, Bueller, Sale, Clevenger. In the middle, Leak, Means, Gray. Down below, Duffy, Quantrill, Giroto. I think Quantrill will be very popular, so we'll Sale and Bueller. Looking to stack it up on this slate. Tampa Bay's intriguing versus Means. Not running there, but intriguing. I do like some Cubs versus Chris Archer because I just don't trust Chris Archer at all. On the season, lefty's hitting 361, righty's 387. A few others you can take a peek at. Houston and Colorado, obviously. Don't need to go too deep into that. But Boston, very, very live. Sean Reed Foley supposed to be getting the start. Even if it changes, the spot starter I saw that could be in there is a joke as well. So Boston, very, very live in their matchup. In Toronto, like them quite a bit. You do have the matchup in Texas where the weather will be very hitter-friendly. But Atlanta versus Nick Pivetta could get extremely overlooked in this matchup. Lefty's 359, righty's 397 versus Pivetta. I love Cincinnati versus Chacin. Very good look there. And the Dodgers versus Merrill Kelly could get overlooked as well. But with all these totals, there's so many arguments you can make. The Twins, a very good one that'll get overlooked as well. Seattle versus Wainwright's very intriguing. So lots and lots of ways to go. That's why the chats are important. That's why the articles at thequantedge.com are important. Come check it all out. All right, your BVP on this slate. Brett Gardner, 5 for 16, doubling a homer off Vargas. Didi's taking him deep. Edwin twice, Hicks once against Jason Vargas. So something's there. Randall Grichuk, 6 for 12, the double of two homers off Sale. Mahle, Teoscar, Smoke have all taken Sale deep. As a team, they're hitting 260 off of Sale. Yasiel Puig, 11 for 29, a double and two homers off Chacin, hitting 79. Votto, 8 for 25, two doubles, two homers. Dietrich's hitting them well. Suarez and Peraza have taken them deep. As a team, they're hitting 283 with a 371 woba and a 225 ISO off Chacin. So a very good look there. Lorenzo Cain, 7 for 12 with a double off of Sonny Gray. Freddie Freeman, 7 for 23, double, triple homer off Pivetta. McCann, Donaldson, Swanson, Markakis have all taken Pivetta deep. Cole Calhoun, 4 for 7 with a homer off Giroto. Calhoun went deep last night. Nolan Arenado, 5 for 13 with a double off Wade Miley. Trevor Story, Ian Desmond have taken Miley deep. Alex Gordon, 5 for 21 with a homer off of Clevenger. And back to Desmond. Desmond's been kind of streaking pretty well here, so don't forget him tonight in your Colorado stacks. The Indians versus Duffy, Lindor, 6 for 17, two homers. Carlos Santana, 13 for 30, double, triple, homer. Jose Ramirez, 6 for 21, double, homer. Kipnis is taking him deep as well. So some good numbers there from the core of your Indians stack versus Danny Duffy. Buster Posey, 4 for, that's a different pitcher that's pitching, so never mind. And then Dexter Fowler, 7 for 25, two doubles, two homers off a leak. Goldschmidt, 8 for 29, two homers. Wong and Yadier have taken leak deep as well. So there you have it, 14 game slate in the books. Pitching, there's a lot of pitching options, not the sexiest of options, so it'll be very, very interesting there. But bats for days, obviously Coors is in a great spot, but there are pivots, definite pivots. So I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. If you have any questions, let me know. Join the Fantasy Sports DJ Slack chat or come join us at thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba will get you everything you need there. Rating and review on iTunes would be much appreciated. Get ready for the always for the 3M Open PGA Tour this week with the always pressing PGA DFS podcast with myself and Jesse, and also Bits with Bubba episode 184 with Dan McNamara. Pitcher list dropped on Monday night. Really, really good stuff there. But hope everybody has a great Wednesday. If you're celebrating the 4th early like we are in my town tonight, enjoy it. Be safe. If not, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for your 4th of July edition of Quick Hits. But this was your Wednesday, July 3rd edition, and I'm out.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards, That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.